Hey everyone, it's Dario Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying experiences forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Although, some features are not available in all states. But it's okay. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these easy steps. It's just three of them. First, you go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your true savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience overall. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save your money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 6, Episode 7, Roses Are Red, DNA is Blue episode. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and co-hosting beside me tonight...
Hello, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Hello. We are back to talk about so much of everything New Jersey. We're still kind of getting off to a little bit of a slow start, but... I called for it last week. I thought they needed to start integrating the old and new housewives, and it kind of looks like it's going to happen more, and it did today.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to see that. I want to talk really quickly about Melissa. We didn't see much of her, or we saw a lot of her if you looked at that book. But I mean, she was on a little bit. We learned that her aunt had passed away of cancer, and like a good Italian, Amber came with some food, which I like, because that's like such a thing, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing I think everybody knows to do in a time of need is to bring over some comfort food,
right?
Which honestly, it helps. What else are you going to do but sit around and reminisce and munch on some food that makes you feel better?
Yeah, and they connected over the passing, and I'm really happy to see that Amber and Melissa have kind of, at this point, I don't know, who knows where things are going, but I'm happy to see that they had like some good scenes together, and it seems they kind of let things, the water flow under the bridge a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I like that Amber, you know, she was the girl on the outs just a week or two ago, and now at the last of the in the last episode of the end, she made up with Nicole, and now she has made up with Melissa. So it looks like they are meshing, like you said, the old and the new.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like Melissa is, I mean, excuse me, Amber is kind of having a big season already. She's kind of already been in and out of it. She's had stuff going on, you know, the feud with her husband and Joe and the other Joe. And so I feel like she's really just like settling in, and I don't look at her like the new housewife anymore. I feel like, okay, she's part of the canvas now. So really enjoying her. Melissa gave a book to her husband, very revealing. I kind of thought it was cool.
I thought that was a really cool Valentine's present, especially for, listen to me, I sound like I'm from Jersey, especially because people who are married and they constantly are giving, I'm not a material gifts person. It's not one of my love languages.
Okay.
If you've ever watched a little bit of Oprah, heard any of the five love languages, it's not my love language. So I'm fully against constantly buying each other material gifts that you don't need or really want. So I thought it was cute that she was just like, you know, here's my whole body only for you, and I want you to enjoy this and remember what you need to come home to, don't work so hard. And I thought it was cute. Those creative gifts, I think, are what our loved ones kind of really are more into and surprised by.
Yeah, and so. Especially something so custom. I mean, how much more custom can you get than that?
I thought it was funny, though, that Joe was like, was he looking at this in the back? Like, I think they probably were. What if, hello, I would have if I were back in that kitchen.
I'd be kind of curious, too. yeah, and then the Joe surprised the family with a dog, which was cute. And I don't know what else to say about the dog. I mean,
I know it was cute. I guess that seems like a sweet way to try to pick up the family's spirits after the passing of Melissa's aunt. But I don't know. A little puppy when you have little kids running around isn't always the best solution. I just see her little boys seem like they're rough when they play. Yeah. So I was worried about how sweet and delicate the dog seemed. But he seems okay. When she showed him later on in her interview, he seemed like he had grown up a lot and has meat on his bones and he can maybe handle his own now.
And it looked like Antonia kind of latched onto that dog. Yeah. So that's probably like her baby. But So between the dog and then the photo book, speaking of photos, Nicole decided that she was going to send a photo to her boyfriend, Bobby, and there's a lot to say about this tonight. First of all, I kind of got my attention when they said that Bobby's going to send them like two like hot pictures. I'm like, well, all right, let's see what this is. And then they sent a picture that I think we already saw, because I think when they introduced Bobby and they explained that he was a first responder, they put that picture up on the screen.
Yeah.
So I had already seen this picture. When you think of a hot picture, what do you think of? Let's be real.
Something with a little less clothing than that.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, okay.
I have to say, I think it was a little...
Right?
I think it was a little creative editing. I think she sent those pictures first, and then Bobby said, I'm going to send one back. That's just me guessing. I could be wrong, but...
So she got in this dress, her sister's dress, and posed in front of the fireplace, which looked like a mess. I'm sorry. And, like, Nicole,
giving her no credit.
But she didn't look bad. I'm not hating, but I'm just saying, my message is, Nicole, guys, if they're looking for a hot picture, they're not looking for that. You know, I mean, you know the sexting world that we're in.
Less clothing here. Less clothing.
I'm not an enabler, but I am. And let's be real. The guy is looking for a hot picture. We know what he wants to see. I mean, you know, I mean, and really, this is ridiculous, but like, I mean it. At most, like a nightie, a slip, a bra. Like that's the way people send naked pictures back and forth nowadays. I mean, if she's trying to really get his attention, I'm not saying that, I'm not advocating this, but I'm just saying like her in a really nice dress in front of her sister's fireplace is probably not what he was hoping to get a response of.
Right. Like she has nice bosoms. Take a close up of your bosoms or something, even with clothes on. Yeah. Like that, at least it's a little something.
Yeah. So, we were reintroduced to Santa, the mother. Right. And I've kind of come to that conclusion that I kind of enjoyed this woman. I enjoy goofing on her. I'm like, what now? What is she up to? First of all, I don't know what the outfit was. Did you see this outfit? She
had feeding the dog outfit in the beginning.
All these stripes and like long sleeves and this long skirt.
Don't hate on mixing patterns. The girl likes to mix patterns.
Well, I don't know about it. I mean, it was an eyesore. I mean, I know she's in her own home, but you're on television.
That's true. I think that's something Amber's forgetting too.
Amber wears a lot of layers. I feel like she needs to like take a jacket off sometimes. I feel like hot for her.
Well, we'll talk about it later, but I was very confused by her choice of footwear tonight. We can talk about that later.
So Bobby, what's interesting is the mother mentioned to Nicole that Bobby does a good job at spacing out his need to be around you.
And you heard me when we were watching it. I said, oh, girl. And you were like, oh, your reaction. Here's my thing. As a girl, when your mother, if you don't have a nagging mother, if you have a mom who only tells you she's concerned every now and then, you better listen up. Because how many times in your life have you been like, oh, my God, my mom was so right. When your mom comes to you and says, you know, this guy that you've been with for a year, I don't know if he's so genuinely interested in you for a wife figure. Yeah. I would take note. I understand she's hoping that is the case and hoping against hoping that her mom's not right. But take heed. I mean, I'm sure that planted in her brain like a little, little bomb ready to explode for later.
Probably. Yeah. She also asked, you know, is he a confirmed bachelor? Now, this woman really should just call and say, like, he's probably not the best choice for you. I don't know why. Like, she's talking to her daughter.
That's her gentle motherly way of trying to say it.
See, to me, I think she's talking to her daughter like a friend and is just kind of doesn't want to go there and raise them. Because, of course, you know, we do realize Nicole is a woman of a certain age. She's no longer a child. But I don't know. I feel like my mother would just go out and be like, get rid of him. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of more along the lines of, like you said, like planting the seed, like think, sleep on it, think about it. And I just don't really think that Nicole should be wasting her time.
Yeah. Well, my mom's more of the Santa type where she would just kind of like try to easily say just a few phrases that don't come off too pushy and hope that maybe in my own sweet time, I would figure it out for myself before anything and before it got too far down the road.
Right, yeah. My mother just like, get rid of him. What the hell are you doing?
Well, it looks like, it does look like we're, as the viewers, supposed to not trust or like Bobby, I think.
Well, you know, I got a little bit of that flavor tonight, and I kind of looked at him, and I was like, I don't really know if I trust this guy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know him. You know, I don't know the man. I don't know his, but I mean, what I can say is I don't like that, that mural in his house. No, but
that
I mean,
hateful mural. Oh boy.
No, but I mean, I'm just joking. Kind of. Half. But really though.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if I really fully trust him in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard Amber call him a gigolo. Mm-hmm. And now the mother's questioning if he's really a bachelor.
Right.
You know, he did claim that he was married before. There was a sweet story about the kissing of the frogs that we heard. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on him.
I am 50-50 on the fence with Bobby.
I feel the same. Yeah. 50-50.
Yeah. I think I see how he could be a good guy. And like he did say tonight, he is just wanting to give the relationship some time because you do want to make sure that this is the one for you before you're too far in. You know, he said, you know, I've been divorced and there's no going back from once you're married. So, you know, a year is not that long of a time in dating land. Right. So
yeah, we've said that
I don't fault the guy at all. But so many people saying little things to her about that they don't maybe trust him or they don't maybe know where this is going, that makes me – I see caution flags.
Right. What do you think? Do you think that her twin sister is completely behind this relationship or is kind of questioning it like we are?
I think she's questioning it like we are, especially because she's like, you know, I'm married to Reno. I just want you to be married and have more kids. I think where her mind's at.
Okay, yeah. Huh. I'm curious if she would have more kids. I know she has sons that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
I'm curious if she's in that place, you know, where she would want to have another family. I don't know her age. I don't know what her goals are, but...
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. I'm trying to push more babies on her. Maybe she doesn't want any.
Yeah. So at that restaurant when they celebrated...
How awkward. Valentine's Day. Oh my God. Would you go out to a full family dinner with your boyfriend? I mean, if it's your spouse, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But to have everyone at the table be married, but then there's you and your boyfriend sitting in the middle, and everyone's pressuring you about when the heck are you going to get married? That's all they talked about.
I know. They didn't
that was the worst.
They didn't even kiss. The only people that kissed were the father and Bobby.
You're so right.
That was it.
So the twins' dad kissed Bobby on the face. Yeah. That was so weird.
Very Italian.
It's so Italian, though.
Yeah, yeah. But that was an awkward dinner. I don't really think much was accomplished there.
Right.
I don't know, but that, I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Like, you go out with the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you ever go, like, I'm not Italian, but you're Italian. Yeah, did you ever go out for, like, a full... I mean, Valentine's Day is a couple's holiday. I just find it strange.
Well, there's been those dinners too, but that wasn't on my Italian side of the family.
Okay.
In fact, it's weird. The Italian side of my family isn't as close as my, you know, English side of the family. So it's like strange in that sense. But I definitely can see and understand when they say, like, you know, like the twins were like, you know, an Italian family is like everyone's business is everyone's business.
All up in the business.
Yeah. So I mean, I know how that is in every sense of the word. So I get that. But yeah, that dinner was a little much. And I think that she would have appreciated more of a one-on-one, where I think he was probably fine with something like that, because I don't know how fully committed. Yeah, as serious
that's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. It would have been nice to see, maybe if they did their own thing too, like another day or another time, mm-hmm. and kind of juxtapose the two.
Yeah,
maybe it was better for him that they weren't alone, so she couldn't. I don't know. Yeah. The whole family ended up pushing it on him. The whole, like, what are your intentions?
Yeah, that's awkward.
Poor guy. His face was so red. Did you see how embarrassed he was?
I know. I would be, too.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, yeah, I mean, that dinner was, like, just totally,
that was,
like,
the epitome
off.
Of awkward.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be at the table. And not a lot was, like, there's not much to chat about with that dinner.
No. I mean, other than pressuring Nicole and Bobby to get married because they've been together close to a year.
Right. Oh, well, while Nicole's trying to get hitched, Dina, we'll talk about her real quick, is ready to call it quits on hers. Yeah. But is she really ready? I mean, I'm concerned with Dina for this whole season because it seems like it's going to be her with a lawyer, with a therapist, with a psychic, you know, one-on-ones. Like, you know, I mean, we literally had a whole five-minute scene tonight of her FaceTiming with her gay assistant.
Poor Dina is getting no showtime lately. She needs to shake it up.
She's not doing,
like,
anything.
Right, exactly. It's like she needs to take her life into her own hands at this point. And she keeps saying this is a season of change. Like, let's see the change, girl. Yeah. Let's get the new apartment. Let's get it rolling with the finances. Let's file for divorce.
Right. Well, what it is, and this is kind of what I thought, her money that she made was play money, and she got to live off of her husband. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't have to worry about paying the mortgage. She didn't have to worry about paying the utility bills. Like, she's literally just living there.
How nice.
I know. So,
can,
like,
we just,
you know,
take a second to think about that? Okay.
I know. What
to
is
not
that
have
like?
A job? I can't just, like, and even imagine.
Any money you make, like, she even said it, like, oh, it goes towards the Bentley, or it'll go towards the vacation.
Shoe money. That shoe closet was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, that's, yeah, okay, good for you. But, I mean, all good things must come to an end, my friend.
Meanwhile, down on Earth.
Yeah. So, you know, I can see in a way she's got a good deal going, and there's nobody behind her with the clock, like, all right, you know, you got to get out of here by the end of the month. Like, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, one month can turn into three, which can turn into a year, which it has. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me like she doesn't talk to her current husband at all about much of anything. But then she got into this whole thing where she seems like it seems like they have a better relationship than most of her friends' marriages. Mm-hmm. So that got me thinking, is this a marriage that is salvageable or is it just done? What do you think? I think that it requires some work and it could be salvaged only if he did not cheat on her with multiple women.
That is a good point, which they kind of touched on tonight as far as Reno's indiscretions.
Right.
You know, I feel like because we know nothing about Tommy, we've never really been told about him more so than he's having, obviously, a lot of flirtations with younger women. Mm-hmm. I can't say since we don't know Tommy for real. Yeah. I just don't know.
That's true.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I don't know.
I think she should work on it. I mean, of course, there's a lot of stuff out there, but it's all like rumors on like what really happened with them. But I mean, I don't like to see divorces, but obviously if it's the right thing for you.
I think it sounds like it's over is the sad thing. Dina doesn't want it to be over, but she knows it's over. So she just hangs around because she doesn't want it to be over. It's like, well, I'm not going to move out. I'm just going to hang around the house. Oh, look at that. Tommy climbed into bed with me again. Like, you know, I think it's like Tommy killed the relationship. But she doesn't want to make the move to leave the house.
I just think, I'm thinking long term for her, why I think she should work on it is just because I think that she is a woman of a certain age and, you know, she's not really interested in moving on. She's not really interested in dating. And it's kind of like, what do you want then? I mean, if you're happy with, she claims she's happy. So it's like, okay, then, like, you know, what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. If you're happy with your current situation and that situation is that you're separated but you're married, I mean, a lot of people stay separated and live like that. There's a lot of people who do live like that.
That's true.
It's not uncommon. But then it's like, for how long do you allow that?
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's nobody knocking on her door that we know about.
Right.
So who knows? But I mean, I really don't want to see any more scenes where she's FaceTiming with somebody. I mean, that's just kind of sad.
I know. I was sad for her in her pajamas this week, sulking.
I mean, she has nobody to talk to. Like, you know, one of her sisters, she has so many sisters, you know, the ones that she, one that she is talking to.
Well, I know that she, yeah, her sister, is her name Cookie, the sister Cookie that she's always on good terms with? So hopefully she's
got some. I want to see her have a little more interaction. Like, Dina needs to host a party or an event.
Yes. Why can't we see that? She throws a great party.
I know. Like, that's what she needs to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, bravo. Next week, let's see a party.
Teresa the Saint of New Jersey is...
Teresa!
She is in her husband's office, and I'm wondering what they do in that office.
Now...
What type of business can they do?
Do you remember when Jacqueline at... I don't know if it was two reunions ago, was like, Teresa, you saw Joe having sex with the secretary on top of the desk, in the office. And I'm thinking, this is the desk. This is the office.
You think that was it? Yeah.
I do.
I don't know. I don't, again, I really don't know what Joe, like, did. Like, he was an entrepreneur and he did, you know, all these types of businesses. And
obviously, he was signing all kinds of things that he's liable for. Yeah. Is that
the room
illegal.
Where it all went down? Is that the room where the papers crossed? I'm wondering.
Think so.
But, I don't know. I had a moment, though, where little Melania ran in and she was playing with the whiteout. And I was like, damn, this girl has no idea what her family is up against.
Yeah.
Like, it's so young and innocent. And it's a good thing that she doesn't at her age. But it's just, like, so sad in a way to me. Like, I know that this little girl has, like, really no, like, someone's going to have to explain this to this girl that, you know, one or both of our parents are going to have to go away. And it's going to be, like, out of nowhere, where to everybody else in the world, it's common knowledge at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But to this family, like, how do you, like, imagine what was going to go through that girl's mind? So it's just kind of like, oh, it's like seeing a car accident before it happens. It's just, I don't like.
You're so right.
I just don't, I didn't, that moment just kind of freaked me out. Even though we've seen the kids interact before and even on the show, it just, and that moment, maybe because they were in the office, I don't know, it just hit me.
Yeah, they were kind of talking about the businesses having taken a hit from all of the legal drama and how they need to keep their team tight and make sure they're double checking what they sign and all those kinds of things. And I was just like, ugh, not good right now. Not good.
And it was interesting to see Teresa kind of admit that she stays up at night worrying if people are going to show up to her events. Like, she's had trouble with her new, like, dessert line. And I can understand why businesses would be hesitant to work with her.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that she's pled guilty.
Yeah. Well, as of this point, she hadn't yet, but it didn't look too good either.
Right,
it looked
right.
Actually almost worse at that point because they hadn't accepted a plea agreement. I don't know. I think she still has a good fan base, especially in the Northeast. I feel like she's big over there.
They are just popping out of the woodwork in New Jersey to line up to buy her wine.
Yeah.
Her Fabellini.
Yeah, which I've never tried. I'd like to try it. I buy the Skinny Girl often. That's like what I bring to parties.
Oh, love me some Skinny Girl. I stood in line to meet Bethany Skinny Girl.
You did?
Yes, honey. Yes, I did. That was great. She's beautiful in person, by the way.
I'll have to try this Fabellini. Let us know if you've tried it, if it's any good.
I know. It's like a bubbly, fruity kind of...
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be a Bellini.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right,
yeah.
Cool. So, I'll try it this week. Report back.
So Joe and Teresa, what else can we say about them other than that it looks like the clock is ticking, and of course next week's going to be out of control. We'll get to that. But I don't know. I mean, it's so, especially in our comments and out there in the blogosphere, you know, these are real people who have done terrible things. So, like, when we say it's like we feel bad for them, I mean, I do in a way, because, like, I see the kids, but yet they are responsible for their own actions.
Right. Well, how often do you, like, on the news is all about people doing stuff wrong and criminals and what they did. There's no, you don't ever see the human side of people. Like, what led up to it?
Yeah.
Are they really guilty?
Right.
The repercussions of what they did wrong, and are they sorry? So, I mean, I think that's something new that the public doesn't always get to see. So, you know, it humanizes people.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for them on a human level when it comes to the not knowing. I mean, these people have had this verdict looming over their heads for so long, and it keeps getting pushed and pushed, and the death of his father. And I mean, it's to the point where it's almost like it's all mental torture, like mm-hmm. we've said it previously on this panel. And I just feel like it's terrible in a way to have to keep prolonging the inevitable. And that is just like the worst. That's almost worse than what could the, one of the worst things. I know, granted, they still get to live in their home and drive in their cars and be with their family, but like, oh, just like not knowing would just kill me.
I think so. Me too. Like, I'd have to go on anxiety medication or something.
That's what I feel bad about. Just having to live day to day like that and having to keep up mm-hmm. your appearance, literally at appearances in front of your kids. Right. Like, that, just that alone is just like exhausting.
Like, I think going to the grocery store would be near impossible to keep it together.
Right.
Well, we're less than a month out now from the verdict. So,
yes.
Godspeed for them that they keep it together. Right. And good luck. Wish the hope that the best outcome for their family.
You know who else is hoping for the best for them is Victoria Gotti.
What is she doing back in Jersey?
Did you love seeing her?
My eyes like popped out of my head. I was like, oh my God, it's Victoria Gotti. What is she doing here? I love it.
I get a kick out of her. She pulls out one of our favorites, Use Line. You's gonna come in here or something like that.
Oh, you's
like,
gonna come over or something.
Yeah, perfect. So Amber and Teresa were invited over to her house, and you picked up on something that you wanted to call out when they were walking in.
Okay. Number one, why is everyone wearing terrible hats this week? I can't. Okay, so Amber's wearing the Kangol hat at the liquor store when Victoria walks in. Teresa and Melissa had been wearing hats to sit around the house, drink Favolini, and watch The Godfather. And Teresa looked like Davy Crockett. I mean, girls, get it together on the fashion tip this year. So I think Amber should hire a stylist, because why was she wearing her like cheesy stripper heels that she probably wore to Bobby's first responder party out in a snow ice storm? Yeah. What was she doing?
I don't know. I mean, I think she, in her interviews, she always looks good.
Yeah, she looks nice and polished. I think I get it. I don't look like a rock star right now. I'm trying to get it together.
I have my undershirt showing here.
But I just think, like, be smart and hire a stylist if you're going to get this much exposure. Because you see how people get picked apart. And I think,
I mean, these are the real lives of these women, though.
True. I
mean,
I give her bonus points for being totally normal and real.
Yeah.
Because she's not overly polished and overly done up and face full of fillers yet and all that mess.
So Victoria had some advice for Teresa just to keep going, keep moving, and I thought it was interesting how Teresa said that they're just kindred spirits, because it really shows that like they're one and the same.
Well, I think it kind of crosses a line though, because Victoria Gotti is known for being part of a mafia family, and husband and father having been to jail.
Yep.
So the fact that Teresa and her say, we have so much in common, we're good friends.
That's
well, do you
I'm
really
saying.
Want to be saying that? Because you haven't been sentenced to jail yet. That's my take on that.
Right.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So Amber seemed to enjoy Victoria's presence. It almost seemed like Amber was excited to go to her house. And I don't blame her. I'd like to go too.
She was so nervous and didn't know how to say no, in my opinion.
Really?
She's like, yes, no, 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 yeah, no, yeah, no.
She's worried about her husband's opinion. Which,
that's exactly right. She said, I'm married to a lawyer. No good can come of this.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I like the house. That would mean, but there wasn't too much said
was
there.
Was that the same house that Victoria shot her show in years ago?
I didn't see that
I felt
show.
Like the living room I could see over her shoulder. Mm-hmm. That was like the living room I remember from the show.
Okay, I didn't see that. Was that on A&E?
I think it was, was so long ago.
Yeah.
I can't say yes or no, but I just remember her sons, who all look like Paulie from Jersey Shore today.
Yeah. I remember my friend talked about that constantly, and I could never watch it because I didn't have cable at the time. So, that's my memory.
Oh, my God, the caveman era.
That's my memory of the growing up Gotti. Was that it?
Yes, growing up Gotti. Thank you.
Never saw it.
A&E sounds right. I'll have to Google it later.
So what else can we talk about with regards to Victoria and,
the bombshell of all bombshells?
I knew something happened there. So last week I predicted that it was going to come out that Reno slept with the other twin. We got tweets and messages that I was very wrong. And if only we realized it was more outrageous than that.
It couldn't be anybody worse. Oh, but it could. Guess who it was? Her
mother! Santa!
Oh my God.
I loved how Victoria sat them down in her kitchen. She couldn't wait. Oh, you know, the twins, right? Oh, yeah. I've known them longer.
That was the best. She cut her right off. Oh, yeah. Really? Because I've known them longer. And the whole story rolled right out. Yeah, I love it. She was so ready. Much detail. She wasn't like, look, I knew him.
I wrote
him.
Down the details. Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't like, look, I knew Reno back in the day. He told me he slept with his mother-in-law. How gross. Yeah. She told the long-winded story.
Reno, so she sat down. So Reno sat down with her one time when she had a party at the restaurant. He talked for hours.
Correct.
Then 2 weeks later, she had a heart problem. So then he showed up after with food and a Rolex.
He was trying to get into that Gotti family money. Yep.
Then they went out to dinner afterwards with a group of people at a table. They talked to him a lot longer, and supposedly he was raw. She said he was not drunk, and he explained that he cheated. And, you know, Victoria said, what was it? With, like, another, what with how many women or whatever? And it was like, no, it was just with the mother, apparently. And so she's all for it. She really believes it. Mm-hmm. But she's spreading this like wildfire. Like, she's not holding back.
Right.
She's giving the tea and then some. What's interesting is earlier in the episode, Nicole said that when she was divorced from her current, from Reno, in the between, he slept with bunches and bunches of people.
Strippers. Yeah. The best kind of people. And strippers.
And she had an exotic dancer pushing her son on the swing set.
Okay, so I love how Nicole was like, just like you said, spilling the tea, like airing all the dirty laundry, her sister's dirty laundry. Like, if I were Teresa, I would have slapped her on camera.
Well, yeah, and exactly.
Apparently, Teresa doesn't mind that everybody knew. She's like, "I'll let him sleep with whoever he wants. He's a man."
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, "Let him do it. He's a guy." That's
well, I hope he got it out of his system before they got remarried. Yeah.
But
God.
I mean, like, then the next breath, they're like, "But we've always been in love. We've always loved each other." What? So it's like, you know, all right. So you loved each other. They've been together since 18, which is I get it. I mean, 18 to 28, you know, I get it. I don't know how many other women he's been with over the years. You know, men have to go out and I guess they don't have to, but.
Get their wild oats. Sow their wild oats.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I guess it was better off that he did it while they weren't married, but it sounds like he did do it while they were married with the mother. So I don't know. I mean, this is straight out of a soap opera.
My stomach literally hurts. I'm not even kidding.
I want to believe it because I think it makes for a great story. Do I believe it? A little bit. I believe it more than I don't. Do you believe that Victoria's story is true?
I have a total no feeling on it. I feel like it's not at all true.
Think Victoria just wants the cameras back in her house?
Yes, that for number one. And I feel like Reno is that weird, is that raunchy with what he says out loud. Mm-hmm. Is that much of a weird jokester? We've seen some weird sides of Reno, and I think he has it in him to say something that messed up. Mm-hmm. Just for kicks.
Yeah.
I mean, they were divorced at the time, so he probably felt like he had nothing to lose. And Victoria Gotti had turned him down, you know.
Yeah.
He went insane.
Yep. I don't know why they don't put Victoria on this show. I mean, Victoria, does she live in New York or New Jersey?
Oh, my God. You could have replaced those twins with her.
Does she live in New York or New Jersey, though?
I think she's a Jersey girl.
Okay.
I think she has a nice big house in Jersey.
See, yeah. I mean, I like the idea that they have her as this kind of like reoccurring friend.
Right.
But, you know, that's a get. That's press. You know, I mean, this show's hurting in the ratings this season, and it hasn't been doing very well in the two prior seasons. You know, they've got all their money stacked up on Jacqueline, but, I mean, you know, you've got someone like Victoria who's comfortable around cameras, who has a rapport, who's, you know, a friend of Teresa. She's in that circle. I think she'd be a good get. What do you think? Victoria Gotti is pretty polarizing to certain people. So let us know in the comments or feel free to tweet us. Let us know. I mean, would you, obviously we don't know anything, but would you want to see her on the show? Would you think she would fit in or should she just like stay away? I like her being there. And I think that she would probably help this show. And I think they need 100%. Some help.
100%.
I mean, she's a name, but she's not like a huge name where we've got like, you know, some like celebrity stepping in. You know, she's decent amount. People know her. I mean, would you say she's a household name? Depending where you live, though.
Yeah, maybe for people more in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Love her. She couldn't be more perfect for the show.
Yeah.
Italian as it gets.
And the best part about her is she's not afraid to speak on the camera.
That's the thing. You know? That's the thing. They could have, come on, they could have saved themselves the money they spent on all three of these new girls. Just hired Victoria. I wonder, maybe they did propose a deal to her that she turned down. Maybe she said, I'm worth more than that.
They'd have to give her some cash. Yeah, but they're giving it cash to Jacqueline, so I don't know. I mean, she's supposed to be getting $850,000 to come back for next season.
I hope not.
I don't know. I mean, really. But with Amber, I'm cool with. With those two twins, I'm not sure yet. Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, we get a little bit more of a glimpse into the real Teresa, which I wanted. I called it out last week. So we learned a little bit more, but I don't know. I'm still not all in.
I think we need to see more, just like you were saying last week, more gelling of the old and the new. So we need them all to be all up in each other's business and in each other's lives and intertwined inexplicably. And they'd be more in the mix, so we'd be more into them.
Right. Well, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This news surrounds the bombshell that was dropped in the Gotti home today, the Gotti mansion, we'll call it, just to be a little over the top.
I love it.
And Reno is still up in arms over this accusation and he called Victoria a garbage person.
A garbage person.
I like that.
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
I love this. And, so there was a Twitter war.
Yeah. Well, a little back and forth. There was a few things back and forth. This story really could hurt a family, apparently. And this is what he said, that it's a fake story that was manufactured. I'm paraphrasing. But it could hurt my family. I will not play into this. My wife and my son are my life. And Victoria wrote back and used her father's words to defend herself. Oh, a true Italian. She said, I never lie, ellipses, because I don't fear anyone. You only lie when you're afraid, she posted. So the words of Victoria Gotti.
Wow.
So that's what I have, a little backlash, a little Twitter backlash. And I'm curious if Reno just found out that Victoria Gotti is telling the story and getting this rumor circulated now once it aired.
Right.
Or if this is going to play out over the coming weeks. Because, I mean, granted, this seems like a fresh wound to me looking at this Twitter stuff. But I see this playing out on camera.
Me too.
So I think we're going to see much more of it.
It's too big of a bombshell.
So hopefully, whether you like it or not, I hope to see more of Victoria Gotti.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows we talk about, Danielle Staub. We need a classic shitster on this canvas, and I'll take it if it's Victoria.
I love her. I want her every week.
All right. What do you have? I know you have some news yourself.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. So according to Radar Online, remember last week when they gave Gia for turning 13 that big gaudy ring and claimed it was grandma's family heirloom? And I was like, you know what? That's way too new of a style of ring. Nobody's grandma has that big honking ring.
You called
Kim Kardashian's divorce ring.
You called
Give me
it.
A break.
Yep.
So turns out it's a fake family heirloom. Teresa either bought or was given this ring from a jewelry store about a year ago for publicity for the jewelry store.
No, really?
Yes. So I guess they kind of gave it to the grandma as a gift or to wear, handed it to Gia on camera. This was all set up, and now Teresa has the ring back in her possession.
Oh,
girl, are you
bad.
Serious?
So, like, the grandmother wore it for, like, an afternoon?
Right. It's not even a real family heirloom. Like, come on.
I know, and she got it as a free gift.
I felt like they were zooming in on this ring so much, it had to be set up.
I mean, it was a free, like, thanks for coming gift.
Seriously.
That's bad.
Oh, my God. Well, one more item. I just happened to be out in Santa Monica last night at a certain restaurant.
Look at you. Oh, you can't name the place.
You know, I won't, just for privacy's sake.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
How do I say this? Lizzie Robsack?
Lizzie from the Real Housewives of
Lizzie
Orange County.
Lizzie from Orange County. Sorry, I have not watched any of the seasons she has been on. I'm a that. I'm a former Orange County girl.
I'm going to do a plug. You can check out Real Housewives of Orange County that I've been hosting with my co-host. We're talking about the reunion, and we're really hating on Lizzie a little bit. So interesting. Right. You should bring her up, Megan.
Lizzie, who you hate, was eating with Gretchen and Slade.
Oh, she's drinking the Kool-Aid, huh?
It was crazy. Okay, first of all, Gretchen is so stunning in person. Personally, on camera, I think she looks like she has too many fillers, and like her eyes are pulled back too tight and all kinds of things. She's so beautiful and like well manicured in person. It's almost like she's a living Barbie doll. Nice. And Slade looks like a mountain man. I have no idea what's going on with Slade, but he has this ginormous bushy beard, like he's been camping in the mountains for 2 months and had no razor, and really, really long hair to his shoulders, which the texture of it, it's like super frizzy, poofy, crazy. But so they were out, I guess, enjoying dinner with Lizzie.
Right. Well, in case if you're not aware who these folks are,
passing the torch.
They're housewives and former housewives of the Real Housewives of Orange County, in case if you didn't know. Meanwhile, back to New Jersey. Let's predict what's coming.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So now next week, it looks like it's all Teresa and Joe all day. And it looks like it's back to the fallout where we picked the season up from the beginning, where it was kind of the reaction when the news broke and how people are dealing with it. And it looks like Amber was really upset.
It did. So her husband, Jim, seems to be explaining to her what happened. It looks like next week they're going to get into when Teresa and Joe do plead guilty. Mm-hmm. So Jim is explaining to Amber exactly what they're pleading guilty to, I guess what repercussions are. I'm assuming because Amber looks so upset, that's everything he explained to her.
Right.
So she's realizing that they could go away and these poor kids could not, you know, be without their parents or at least their dad. And then, you know, we're seeing everybody kind of Joe saying, I don't know if things will ever be the same again. And and Melissa saying, you got to be there for your sister. And
next week is going to be interesting because there are a lot of Teresa fans and there are also a lot of people who don't sympathize with Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to get the fan response in that aspect because people are either going to feel bad for them and their kids or they're going to be like, you know, if they you play, you pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will find out. Now, next week, it looks like we're going to have a special guest. So check us out. You're not going to want to miss it.
Big time. Big special guest.
So just plugging that from now.
We're super excited.
We're finally going to be able to get some inside scoop. And you're going to want to check it out. So where can we find you, my friend?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And you can find me on Instagram at Grant Michael R and Twitter at Grants_Rants. Thank you for checking us out, Jersey fans.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.